Good morning. This is the Early Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, July 10th. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, Aereo sees a path to survival. IBM makes a big pledge. There are signs that PC sales are picking up and reviewing smart home technology. Those stories and more, but first, U.S. authorities are investigating an apparent breach of computer systems at the Federal Office of Personnel Management, which stores data on federal employees. According to a Department of Homeland Security unit that monitors government networks, the potential intrusion took place in March, but it's unclear whether any government employees' information was compromised. According to the New York Times, which first reported the incident, officials are probing the potential role of Chinese hackers in the attack. Satellite TV provider Dish Network is urging the FCC to reject Comcast's proposed acquisition of Time Warner Cable, saying the merger would harm competition. That's according to a regulatory filing. Dish Chairman Charlie Ergen met with the FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler and made his case against the deal, saying it would give the combined cable companies too much clout in the broadband marketplace. Meanwhile, Aereo, the online video company that was expected to go out of business after the Supreme Court ruled against them last month, signaled Wednesday that it sees a path to survival if it is classified as a cable system, legally speaking. Company says it's entitled to a compulsory license, which would give it legal access to content and allow the site to continue operating. However, broadcasters that sued the tech company say in making this move, Aereo would be contradicting the position it took in its Supreme Court case that it's merely an equipment provider. IBM has pledged to spend $3 billion over 5 years on semiconductor research. The money will go towards two major tasks: tackling technical obstacles to the miniaturization of circuitry on conventional silicon chips, and developing alternative materials and technologies to keep boosting computing speed while consuming less energy. As we continue, the World Cup breaks a Twitter record.
Hi, I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business called Podlexing. So I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, how can you know which one will produce the best talent? Realistically, to fill the position fast and with the perfect candidate, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can do it with a single click with ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com lets you post to more than 40 job sites at once. ZipRecruiter.com also posts your job on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Just post once and watch the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You can screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right people fast. Try ZipRecruiter free right now and find out why it's been used by over 100,000 businesses. And right now, listeners of this program can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
PC sales showed signs of much better health in the second quarter as both business and consumers bought more PCs than expected. Gartner says unit PC shipments are up 0.1%. Rival IDC says global unit shipments fell about 2%, much better than the firm's earlier forecast. The biggest PC makers, Lenovo, HP, and Dell, all showed sizable shipment increases from a year ago. It's summertime. Wouldn't it be nice if your air conditioner knew you were coming home and cooled things down inside? Journal's Jeffrey Fowler says that's the idea behind two new smart climate control systems, the Honeywell Lyric thermostat and the Eros window air conditioner made by Quirky and GE. They both run for $279. Fowler says some may not like the fact that the air conditioner is keeping tabs on them.
In terms of what's actually happening behind the scenes, these companies don't actually know your exact location. What they do know is they get an alert every time you or your family members pass through a kind of imaginary circle around your house that it has set.
The system still requires some futzing, though.
You have to go in, for example, with that Honeywell Lyric thermostat and tell it when you're going to bed or set a program for when you're going to bed.
You can read Jeff's full review at WSJD.com. Finally today, there was a whole lot of tweeting on Tuesday during the Germany-Brazil World Cup semifinals match. More than 35 million tweets were sent out, breaking a record for the social network as the most talked about single sports game ever. This year's Super Bowl had the record until that point. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.